Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
16424.
16424. Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
John Fader.
Mr. Fader, I do see a matching account. Would you verify the address for security, please?
7618 Harmonsburg Road, Linesville, Pennsylvania, 16424.
Thank you. One moment for me, please. I'm waiting for the computer to bring up your information. Thank you. I'm still here waiting for that information to pull up.
Exactly what is this for?
So we're a third-party call center. So you're being called regarding charge and order that I believe you have inquiry about. And so we house many companies. So we take your name and number, your zip code, and we see the company that charged you. So I see Mr. Fader right now, the information that came up. I see the order for the sweepstakes ticket to try to win a cooler, ordered October 16th for $7.95. And I see that this account is a bundle. It has actually several items on it, not just a sweepstakes ticket, but an online discount store where you pay monthly membership as well as receive a $125 voucher to spend on the discount store. How may I help you with this account, sir?
I never authorized that. And I'm being charged these $56.95 for the last 2 months for who knows what.
Yes, sir. So we'll do whatever you need on this account, sir, just letting you know that the type of offer was a bundle. So it wasn't just one thing. And even now, though, we will do what you need. What do you want me to do with this account, please?
I want to get my money back. I never authorized it.
I repeat, it's authorized because when you bought into it, it was authorized that you were buying into a complete offer of a bundle. So that's what, but I guess you didn't read the terms and conditions, sir, to know the full offer. But right now, the company is able to give a 35% refund of $19.93 for the $56.95. And I'm also shutting down the account. That's what you want, sir?
Yes.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please. So the charge is $56.95, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So for the $56.95, the company has given back the $19.93, 35%.
For both months?
Say that again, please.
For both months that I was charged?
For the month of November. So you're talking about the month of October?
Yes, I'm talking October and November.
Mm-hmm. 1 minute for me, please. Thank you. So I will give you that $19.93, making sure that's established on your account for 3 to 5 business days for you to receive it. Give me 1 minute, please, and then I will transfer you to the supervisor who is able to give you another refund, and it will be according to them.
All right.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please. Thank you for your patience. Almost finished here, and then I'll give you that cancellation number.
Can you tell me the name of this company?
The Factory Direct Savings Store. The Factory Direct Savings Store.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One more minute, almost finished. It gets a little quiet, so I just want to make sure you know I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to give you that cancellation number when you're ready.
I am ready.
That number is C like cat.
Okay.
Then it is 262-872-171.
That all of it?
That is correct.
That was C262-872-171.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, finishing the last of the notations for your account, and then we'll be transferring you in a moment.
All right.
So, Mr. Fader, we have the email johnfader6098@gmail.com. You can check there for the refund notifications and check your spam or your junk mail in case you don't see it in the regular email section. Okay.
All right.
And then 3 to 5 business days for you to see that refund on your bank account, $19.93.
Okay.
Okay, I'm now transferring you. I want to thank you for calling customer support to have a wonderful day. Okay?
So thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, sir.